Welcome and thank you for tuning in. My name is Evelianne and you are listening to Maritime Unity Talks. Today, we will talk with Connie Dunia on the importance of perspectives. Hi, Connie. Welcome and nice that you're here today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here and hello everybody, our listeners.
Before we start, can you please tell us something about yourself?
Yeah, so my name is Connie Dunia, straight out of Nigeria. I went to sea in 2005 and left in 2013, sailed and trained as a deck officer and got my mate's ticket and then left. And since then, I have been working ashore in different positions across shipping functions. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And yeah, from my experience, you're very influential in the sector that you're working at and doing some super exciting projects also. So always. So thank you very much for being here today with us.
Thank you very much, Evelyn.
And so let's start. So today we are going to talk about the importance of perspectives. But before we start, I want to share some exciting news with all of you because Connie is having her own show here on Yachting International Radio. And it is so congratulations, Connie. That's really exciting.
I'm so excited.
And the show is about talking to female seafarers from all over the world. And maybe you can tell us a little bit something about why you think that is important and why you're so eager to start this show here with us.
Yes, Eva, I think, okay, so a bit of background again. I started the Female Seafarers Association of Nigeria, which is really a sort of support mentoring group for young girls coming into seafaring, which we have quite a lot of young ladies interested in the career, but it hasn't been easy. But it's good that we, the older ones, are coming to the help of the young girls. However, for the podcast, I really thought that it would be important to make it a connecting point, really, for female seafarers across the world. And the structure is really looking at having, say, four or five questions, standard same questions. And you imagine asking female seafarers from different continents or different countries. And it will be interesting to see what the responses are to these questions. And I think through it, you could see either shared experiences and then perspective comes into play. And it also would showcase, I hope, the beauty of diversity, because it would just bring the different perspectives, different cultures, different individuals. But at the end of it all, as human beings, I think we all just want the same things, right? And I hope that this podcast will just tie that in together. I'm really excited about the journey. I believe it's going to be an interesting one.
Yes, really interesting. It's such a great idea to do this and to inspire people from all over the world by showing, you know, seafarers and especially female seafarers, because there's not so much out there, right? And they're pretty amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. Not too many out there, but yeah. There is efforts across board, so clearly we hope that in the next 10 years, it's going to be a different story entirely.
Yes, definitely. And maybe that will bring us to the next subject we're going to talk about, or not the next, but very relating subject, because sharing different perspective and the importance of having different perspectives comes into play when you were talking about psychological safety and inclusion. And before we started, I was just sharing a story about psychological safety and then some talks I had with, for example, some captains coming up to me and asking, okay, Eva, we know that psychological safety is important and everything and about speaking up, but we don't want people to speak up because then maybe they don't respect my authority anymore and we have this power play struggles. And yeah, and that's really interesting because when you think about that, it shows a little bit that, first of all, we are used to a certain way of doing things, apparently. And in some cases, it is important to have authority in really critical situations. For example, if you have a fire, you just need to say, okay, now you're doing this and this, and I don't want any discussion. But in most cases, there's no fire, right? So then you need people to speak up because as I also told these captains, if you have a team on board with amazing female cadet or and an amazing second mate and engineer, and everybody is part of the team. So you need the eyes and ears and perspectives of everybody in your team. And if you're not creating a safe environment for people to speak their perspective, then you're missing a lot of information because you only have eyes in front of your head, right? Not in the back.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Eva. And I think it's true that seafaring in itself has been like a command and control environment. I remember when I went to sea as a cadet, the captains won't even talk to you. If they had a message to pass across to you, it would be true. Maybe the second mate, the third officers were hardly ever there. And fast forward, I became an officer, and there things I had some of those old captains there, and they having to interact with you. And I remember whenever we have meetings, and I raise my hands, and the captain says, "I know you always have something to say." And I'm like, "Yeah, but I'm not just here to exist. I'm part of a team. So if I have something to say, I will say it." But it's good that the industry in itself is starting to recognize the value of people speaking up. And navigation is one place where really interaction is important, be it master pilot interaction or the pilot interaction with even the whole bridge team as a whole. You imagine where the captain or the pilot gives an order and he's blindsided by something that probably somebody has seen, but then it's too frightening to even speak up to tell the captain, "You said turn left, but I mean, turn port, sorry. I'm losing my seamanship." So imagine and really turning into port, you might run into danger. If the helmsman or the watchkeeper, for instance, doesn't say to the captain, "Hey, there's something there on the port," clearly the vessel runs into danger and everybody runs into danger. In today's world, psychological safety is important, and speaking up just makes everybody win because work is then done more safely. The environment is protected by that because then you have less incidents. Human lives are going to be protected by that because you have less incidents. And then even the assets, the ship and cargo will be protected because you have less incidents. Now more than ever, it's more relevant and important that people speak up. And I hope that it gets better by the day. And I believe also that no captain is going to lose his powers by allowing people to speak. Or rather, captains also should be able to command respect by their style of leadership. It's about who they are as opposed to the office. I believe in a brighter future as far as psychological safety is concerned.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, exactly. And thank you so much for sharing this. And it really illustrates how important it is because you cannot see what you cannot see. And also, one of the best lessons I had on board was you can never, if you assume something and assume that you're the brightest and the most intelligent and you know everything, if you assume that you know everything, that's pretty dangerous. You have to be, questioning. You have to hear other people's opinions and perspectives and stories. And that's really important. And also, from hearing your story about that on team meetings that they didn't want to hear what you were saying, that sounds awful. So I'm very sorry you had this experience. And I'm also really happy to see you today shining and talking about this.
Looking back now, it was really a transitioning moment. It was really a transitioning moment. You just acknowledge it, but then don't give up. I think it was that sort of thing. Because I think when I went to sea, a lot of people were probably sailing with a female for the first time. So there was a lot of that. They didn't know what to do too. In fairness to them, they really didn't know what to do. So there was that struggle. And again, that's why the more numbers of females we have, it will just dilute all those things and it just becomes commonplace that you just go aboard the ship. There's a woman, there's a female seafarer. And everybody just gets on with the job, respect each other, just do your job. And when it's time, mm-hmm. you all go home happily.
Yeah, exactly.
Better place.
Yeah. And again, it's so exciting that you're giving, that you're now here and that you're giving a stage to other female seafarers to be able to speak up. That's so great and so wonderful. And if you think about it, pretty magical, because I'm really looking forward to seeing all these female seafarers from all around the world talking with you. That's amazing.
Sure.
So thank you.
But is that kind of thing for me is, if your dreams don't scare you, then your dreams are not big enough. And it sounds scary. First, do we have a directory of all female seafarers in the world? Absolutely not. But it's that thing where you just believe so much in it and you go for it. And there's no fear of failure. No fear of failure. It's just all excitement. This excitement hopefully will make it happen.
True. And I'm looking forward to it. And I think most of the people listening today are as well. So I'm really excited for this. And yeah, if you're listening to this and if you are a female seafarer and want to be on the show of Connie, just let us know in the comments below. Give us a text or a DM, because you're very, very, very welcome on the show, of course. So thank you very much for today, Connie. I think we talked about some pretty amazing things, and hearing your stories was amazing. So thank you very much. And also thank you for listening to our show. You have been watching Maritime Unity with myself, Eva, and Connie. And please tune in again next time.